As adults, if we have occasional trouble sleeping, usually has no long-lasting effects. Usually, we make an adjustment. Maybe some people exhaust themselves, so sleep overtakes them, and they do a reset. Now, when sleep issues develop with youth, it's a whole other situation. Dealing with it quick will most likely cause it to repeat. Taking the wrong actions, even no actions, will create long-term negative effects. My next guest is the co-author of a book that addresses how to make sleep more, let's call it, user-friendly for children of all ages. The book is The Essential Guide to Children's Sleep, a Tired Caregiver's Workbook for Every Age and Stage, co-authored by Dr. Andrea Roth, Dr. Shelby Harris, and my guest, who is the owner and director of Shale Psychology here in New Jersey, Dr. Allison Shale. Thanks for being here today, Doctor.
Thank you so much for having me.
And learn more about Dr. Shale's practice, shalepsychology.com. We have that link at our homepage as well. Let's build a foundation for the parent that's listening, then we'll go into some specifics. And the book, by the way, for you listening, it breaks it down. It's not a general cure-all for all. It's a breakdown by the age of your child. So it's really specific focus that you'll really gain from, and especially if you're starting in the early ages, it's a book you'll want to have for the stretch, as they say. But for youths, by and large, what is considered to be a proper amount of sleep at night?
Yeah, you know, there are different amounts of sleep that we need at different ages. And while there certainly are ranges, a big thing that we often talk to people about is how your child is during the day. We can usually tell, if a kid is well rested by their attitude, by their mood. You know, when they're really, really little, some babies need as much as 15, 16, 17 hours of sleep. And as they get a little bit older, it decreases. So by the time they're 6, 7, 8, entering early teenagehood, they really only need like 9 or 11 hours, 9 to 11 hours. But it's important to also know there's lots of kids who only need 8 or some kids who need 12. And so we like to give ranges. I always tell parents there are ranges for a reason, but that doesn't mean that your child needs to be in that range. Again, we really want to be paying attention to how your little one or your slightly older one is during the day to know if they're getting enough sleep or not enough sleep for their own body and well-being.
So by and large, if you have a very active child, whether it's a child that is really rambunctious, very young, or if an older child is involved with scholastic sports, and if they're in need of a lot of sleep, that's probably going to be a foundation why that's so.
Yeah, and one thing that's always important to consider is your life and your child's schedule and things like that. You know, if your child plays competitive baseball and is on the field till 8:30 or 9 o'clock at night, then we need to be thinking about how much sleep they can realistically get and what are ways that we can make sure once they get home, they can quickly get into bed rather than maybe needing a 2-hour wind down. So finding a schedule and an amount of sleep, again, that works for you, knowing that maybe in the summer your child stays up later and sleeps a little later. So I always want parents to know that there can be some flexibility with sleep as long as we're trying to be flexible on both ends. So if your kid has to stay up late, we do want them to sleep in a little bit, but we don't want to be changing that schedule every other day because their body really needs to get in that rhythm.
Now, what are a couple of signs of a sleep issue? Because parents might think, well, I guess my kid doesn't need that much sleep anymore.
Yeah, you know, there's really obvious ones, right? So your kid who's waking up overnight, a lot of times nighttime wake-ups are because our kids are overtired. We especially see that with younger children. Sometimes they just need to be going to bed earlier. But for a kid who's a little bit older, elementary aged, early middle school, if they're doing well in school and they're going to activities and they can get through most things, it's hard to argue that they need more sleep. If they're growing, if they're developing, if they're eating, if those things are all happening, then a lot of the times it might just be parental preference that they want their child to be sleeping more, but they might actually not need it. So again, we're really thinking about who they are during the day and if they're able to get their tasks done. And for most kids, that's school, that's some amount of activity. And if your kid is really seeming tired, sometimes we do need to look at that bigger picture of maybe they really are a kid who can't play baseball 4 days a week. Maybe they need to drop a team, and we need to be a little more realistic about what they can handle based on who they are as an individual, even if their wants don't necessarily line up with what they might need.
message for parents in that regard. Stop trying to live your sports life through your kid.
And that's a whole, we could talk about that for a very long time. That's for sure.
And you mentioned school too. How much of an impact is sleep deficiency on the ability to learn and to absorb information and to grow in not just mentally but emotionally?
Yeah, I talk to parents a lot about their own sleep and their own sleep issues, and the amount that we as adults recognize when we have gotten a poor night's sleep, that we're not as focused, that we find ourselves maybe dozing off, that we miss things, that we forget to do things. And that's with most of us having developed some good ways of getting most of our daily living tasks done. Our 8 and 9-year-olds who don't have those skills as developed, then when we add on not getting sleep, those skills are weakened even more than us as adults. And I think that when adults really have a chance to think about the impact of sleep on themselves, that makes them really better appreciate why it's so important to try to set their kids up to be successful on the sleep front, because they also want them to grow and be successful at 15, at 25, at 35. Your opportunity to set a foundation for a lot of that is when they're young, and sleep, as hard as it can be to get into a routine, for a lot of people, once you get them in a groove, you can keep them there. Even if there's bumps, you feel confident that you can get them back because you've all agreed that sleep is important.
So Dr. Allison Shale, who along with Dr. Andrea Roth and Dr. Shelby Harris is the co-author of The Essential Guide to Children's Sleep. And you can also learn more about the doctor's practice at shalepsychology.com. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. When there is pushback, I mean, you can call it defiance, resistance, no matter what the age. What's the positive way to overcome that?
Well, behavior change can be hard, and most of the times it requires a lot more from the parent, actually, than the kid. And it's about setting clear expectations. So if your child is really fighting sleep and coming out of their room 5 or 6 times at night, we're probably not going to set a goal of staying in bed the entire night, because your child probably can't do that. So maybe instead of coming out 6 times, we're going to work to only come out 3 times. And we're going to offer some sort of reward to them. Maybe it's a small token in the morning. Maybe it's additional screen time, access to something, a special breakfast for them working through that. I think behaviorally, it's important to know that if your child has spent many years building up bad habits, we can't expect them to change it overnight. And sometimes we have to motivate them with external things, at least in the beginning, to try to get them on board. Parent consistency is the most important thing when it comes to behavior change, because if you do it for a few days and then you let them, you know, let's say again, behaviorally they're coming out of their room, if then you let them come out 15 times and you still give them the screen time in the morning, then they don't really know what the expectation is. So for behavior change, it often requires a bigger change on the parent side and them really being the ones to stick to it, because asking a kid to change that is hard because they don't want to. This is working for them. They like coming out. It's getting their needs met.
And for parents, too, it's important to remember, too, that not every fix is going to be a quick fix.
No. Yes. Most are not. And, you know, a big thing in our workbook is that there's worksheets. And a part of what we ask parents to do when they're looking at those worksheets is, what are you going to try first? Who's going to help you and support you through this, because it might be hard and take a while? But also, what's your backup plan if this doesn't work? I want parents to be realistic in what they can expect in terms of sleep and in terms of sleep change. And it's very, very important that parents feel supported, that they know it can take a while, that nothing is a straight line, that it might go really well for a few days and you might hit a bump and you need to be able to regroup, reassess, think what went wrong, make a change, and get right back on the wagon. But sleep is something we do every single day. So it's a valuable thing to put your time and energy into, and realize that weathering the storm in the short term should give you a lot of good benefit in the long term.
Now, no doubt a new parent will take the information for your book for the first year of the toddler preschool sleep on the very early side of their child's life. Everything's working out. They think, okay, I got this. This is going to be good. No more problems as we go on to the years. Is it always going to be true if things are working and everything's, the sleep is calm and peaceful all night long in the early years? Is that always going to continue in the later years?
I wish that I could say yes, because people would be so happy and never need to think about sleep again. And I think if we could somehow control for every external variable, then yes, our kids would sleep well. But because they have outside stressors, because they have outside activities that make them get less sleep, because they have wants and needs, because they have friends who do certain things differently than you do in your house, it's not realistic to think it will be perfect. Now, again, we hope that if we set our kids up at a young age to be valuing sleep and getting good sleep, that there will be parts of that sleep hygiene, that overall way of setting up good sleep in your home, that will allow your kid to get back into good sleep, even if they fall off a little bit. But how you approach it will likely need to change from your 2-year-old to your 12-year-old for obvious reasons. And it's very important as they get older that you really think about who your child is during the day to better understand what you need to do with them at night. Our anxious kids are really different than our kids who are just behaviorally defiant at bedtime. And I want to bulk kids up during the day and work on those things so that they can handle what comes at night, because none of us are at our best at night. We're tired, we're irritable. So if we can do work during the day, that can often help us set up greater success at night.
This truly is a surprisingly concise yet effective long-term book that you as a parent will want to add, certainly if you're a new parent, but even no matter where you are in the parenthood age range, you are going to find a lot of use, a lot of knowledge, a lot of education about being the importance of patience, a routine, adjusting for the time of year. Well, not too long from now, I mean, we already see the back-to-school TV commercials and back-to-school stuff in the stores, so
yeah.
That'll be an issue coming up too, which the doctors address in the book. It's just really a total concise education of the importance of proper sleep for your children, the long-term positive effects when it is achieved, and the risks that are being created when it's not. Book, again, is The Essential Guide to Children's Sleep, and you can find out more about Dr. Shale's practice. She's based here in New Jersey at shalespsychology.com. Dr. Allison Shale, thank you so much for the empowerment and the education that you provide all parents with kids of every age. Thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me.